国の、全韓国の。よーだね。
三座巴尔达那哈达，阿格杰斯杰贝斯那，罗拉贝斯勒萨杰鲁巴。
So Rinpoche asked that we generate the thought of enlightenment, that for the sake of all sentient beings we will achieve Buddhahood, and with that end in mind we will practice listening to the teachings, reflecting on them and meditating, and so generating this supreme aspiration for enlightenment in this state one listens to the teachings. So now we're continuing to discuss the 10 points of this transformation, the 10 different aspects of the transformation, which is the 6th point under the discussion of Dharmata or Chuni. So yesterday we looked at the mool, and now today we are at the 2nd point, which deals with the substance or the thing that which is transformed. So now comes the root text.
Good.
To enter into the thing or the substance of this transformation, that is what gets transformed, there are three aspects. First, the consciousness of our common environment, the environment that we perceive in common, is transformed into the dejini, into tatata or into thusness. So that's the first transformation, the first aspect. Secondly, the Dharma Dhatu of the sutras is transformed into the dejini. So that's the second transformation aspect. The third aspect, the collection of consciousnesses of the not common or the not shared aspect of the realm of sentient beings is transformed into the dejini. So the collection of consciousnesses or the mind and mental factors of the not common or not shared aspect of the realm of sentient beings. We had two before then, one that was shared and one that was not shared, one that's commonly shared with others and one that's particular to one's own mind stream. So this aspect that's particular to one's own mind stream, that is transformed into the dejini.
Ne yonsu chorpa te lam, ta ne chor si chite, chetan khova te ninang chorpa re, ninang chorpa ne chor te, tene chuji ye ngon du chor po goye re. Te yindu ne yonsu chorpa te, ngobo zelen chokpa, ngobo am, Mubu Nejoram, Yangna, Ze Nil and Jokane, Ze Nil and Jok, Sigil of Tare Mato, Mubu Nejoram, Zej Nejo Carre. Chetanta, Namdo Nejo Yatile Lagandua, Mubu that Zet is so kind as an angel, Resena, Hena. Come there, Mubuam, Zej an angel there, come there. Chutan chuni nambaran jeep, nanger jeep, come there, number som to do there. Nanger number som to do the tempane. Chetan nendo chola, zeji nanger la jeepal sen among the yon young, dor dona, som to do the tempane. Som to do the jeepane. Tumo water nawa. Tumonga nawa sejute mune sedon tumonga sedon tumonga taza tumonga tonza tumonga mine yang bakhan tumbe wang ke tumong tar nawa tumong do yoba tar nawa tumong tar nawa sejute tumonga mune mine yang tumong tar nawa tumong tar nawa de karwa sanan di kapso No jinjikin, say no jinjikin. Say no jinjikin, je tumonga nawa yore. Say no jinjikin, je nawa de number rekpa samre, ta? Number rekpa samam, shipa samam, same samre. Number rekpa samam. Number nawa de. Number Rikpatsa the Nama Tini Number Rikpatsa Samsa the Nama Tini Tejini to Yonsu Jopatan. The no jinjikin the number Rikpatsa the Nama Ti don't let Nisa Mina Yang Nanga Hiba the Nisa Zoom number Pachaka top the Zoom number Hate Zoom range number Nama Imbesena. Tonda Nanga number Rekbatsa Mado Yomare. ཁྱི ཡིན སུ ནས ཡོང སུ ཅོར པ དང ཁྱི ཡིན སུ ནས ཡོང སུ ཅོར སེ དུ དེ ནི ཐུ མོ ནོ ཅིན ཅིག དེན ཅིན ནམ རེ གམ ནམ དོ དེ སེ ནས དེ ནི ཅུ ཡིན ངོ དུ ཅོར པ དེ ཅུ ཅིན ངོ དུ ཅོར པ དེ སེ ནོ ཅིན ཅིག དེན ཅིན ནས ཅོར སེ ནོ ཅིན ཅིག དེན ཅིན ནས ཅོར དེ ཁོང སུ ལུ ཡང དེ ཁོང སུ དོ པ རེ ཁ རེ སེ ནས ཟུ ཀིན རེ བ ཟུ ཀིན ཡང མི ཤི ཅི ཡོ དུ ཅོར པ ནས ཅོར དེ རེ Oh, yeah.
So now we come to the first transformation. We're on page 25 of line 3, Nipa. So that's the second in the 10. So to enter into the thing or the substance, what is transformed through this transformation. And Rinpoche said this juk here, you can really just understand this, like, what is this? What is this substance? Juk is sort of a conventional way of saying this, but what it really means is just, what is this thing that we call thing or substance? So then, here, in this case, it means in this text, in this particular text of the Chudan Chuni Nampa Chepa, in this particular case, Kaptir, this topic is divided into three aspects, the topic of what is the substance. So the first one then, Rinpoche spoke a little bit about this nejur, like what is this transformation? And samsara then can be seen as simply the confused dualistic appearance. So when this is changed, when this dualistic confusion undergoes transformation or a change of state, then the Chi-Ying, the Dharma Dhatu, manifests or appears. So that's the sort of the basic short definition of what we mean by transformation or change of state. So now to go back, so in this text, this topic then of the substance or what it is that gets transformed is divided into three parts. The first aspect is the consciousness or the appearing aspect of the world of our environment, which appears in common to people, is transformed into the dejinni. Now this this appearing aspect, this nampar nangwa, refers to the fact that actually what appears outside doesn't really exist as something separate as an object, but it is really the fact that it appears because our habitual tendencies arise in a similar fashion. So this nampar nangwa is merely an aspect of the mind. So what appears is an aspect of the mind, which is then the world around us, our surroundings. And this also includes our body, because that's something that appears as form. It appears as an object of the eye faculty. So this all then is transformed into the dejinni or into the chuying, the dharma dhatu. So that's the first transformation.
Se no jinjik ting, se no jinjik ting, jik ting je nambar rekpa te, te yin yin tu nen jur, Jor Thupi Jung Sing Kanyin Sam Nam Nyam Nam Se No Jin Jik Ting Jin Yinang De De Yin Yiyam Chu Ji Ying De Ma To Pe Turpa Tsam Turpa Nama Tsam Yin Be Se Na chuyeng ma to pen chur pen na wa de se pa na de ni chuyeng de ngon chuyeng de ngon de jor to ba re.
So the outside world, this environment or our surroundings, the world of this environment, when it undergoes transformation, is transformed into the Asian Ni, into Ta-Ta-Ta. When we have not attained this transformation into the Dajin Ni, then this outer world appears as a confused, as confusion. It appears as an aspect of our confusion.
Bena se no jinjik tenje namrek tang luje namrek te malam tab ma to thond dembar ma to palatin te pe tang jana thond dembar ma to palatin ne jo to to pare ya malam tab se no jinjik ten ta luje namba rek ba de malam tab
So this consciousness of the exterior world or of our body as something separate or apart from us doesn't really exist on an ultimate level. As in a dream, they are simply confused, the result of our confused conceptions. They're not really established as two separate things. So if we're able to extinguish or dissolve this this confusion, this dualistic confusion, then in the same way that a dream dissolves, then what will appear is the Dejeni or the Chuyin.
Dekabs no jinjo ngusitembe ngusitinde shogne no jinjo ngusitembe shogne lujinjo tembare.
So, on the basis of the environment, of the change of the environment, or the environment undergoing what we call the exterior world, or the environment undergoing this transformation, this also implies that the body also undergoes this transformation.
Dode chuji yin yin je te yin yin do chorba tang. Ta tsikin di kapso ngak nyan jo tenpare. Ming tse yiki nambar nama. Hingdong tab ming tang. Hingdong ke yowa tab tsik tang. Tene kaka kanga tab. Yigi number nama. Yigi number nama, sijiti. Yigi number nama, nama juzi do churba. Juzi janamrik. Tesu tamja kanga, juzi janamrik tang. Juzi janam hire. Ta juzi tesu yang namrik tamam, number hiba tamam. Sem tamato nevare, malam tabre. Tandika to tu, malam na sanu tangoto. Juzi do churba nam. Nyunang trupe yoba yinpe se na te te yinyi de nen jo kore do te nam je namrek te do te nam je juzi de churpen do te nam je namrek se na thik de tuenda kawang du se na do te nam je namrek te tene chu jing su nen jo re kong do no je Tumong no je namrek pa se tu tumong no je namrek te gini te ne jore se rava. Tan dode chuji yin je dode nam je juzi dode nam je namrek te gini chuji yin se ne jore. Tenya mingsi yiki nambar nama juzi tu churpen dode nam je namrek nambar rekpa te chuji yin. Chuji yin yin ji te yin yin do nian jor pa tang. Ta juzi ji namrik te juzi ji ninang yore Jeza Jezi Ninanga Ninanga Turba Yings and Novondu. The name do they choose Ying the Yinging on the Jogare. Because of the Nagan Angel Temple.
So now we come to this, the second transformation, which is a transformation that pertains to speech. So the Dharma Dhatu of the sutras, which are expressions appearing in the form of words or appearing in the as appearing as consciousness in the form of words, terms, and letters, are transformed into the Dejini. So what are these expressions? Well, consciousness that appears as words, such as this tree is moving out there, words such as that, or letters like the Tibetan letters, Kakaganga. And all of these then are simply consciousness only, they're sensam. And these then are transformed into the Dejini. So another way of understanding this is that there is a dualism between what is expressed and that which expresses it, between what's referred to and that which refers to it, or the signifier and the signified. There's a dualism there, and when this transformation happens then, this this dualism literally sinks into the chuyin, into the expanse of all phenomena, dissolves there, and therefore we've gone into a state beyond dualism, and at that point then the Dejini appears.
Dode nam ji juza samu juzi ji nam rekte juzi ngani naga juva kande jina te nanga sem ji nam rek la rale pare nam re wa nam shi la rale pare nam rekte me ba ino tini mingsi yige te tungu yo mare dina ta tsava te nam rek nambar rek pa tsam re te nam rek do chorba te Namrik do churpa tingi juzi je namrik te naga dadang ke juzi te so yang namrik am sem la ra le bare te jo yo bakka so sumde ni nang ke tok ba yore zude ni nang ke tok ba yore bakka so ha ชุบะเรซุงซิญญินังกันชุบะเตเสเตเตนิเซมเจเนลอกเซมเจเนลอกยิงดาเรปะเยเรเมปะตงมวนซุมตุมวนซุมตุตอกปามมวนตุจุบจุบเปเตนิทานตางากเนจุตตะปะเร
So, another to look at this transformation of speech again. When we say the tree, then that is a name. So that's Ming. That the tree is moving. That is what considered a thick. Or terms, and our letters then are like the kakaganga, the letters of the alphabet. So these then are become the way of expression in the sutras. It's, they express the consciousness that's there in the sutras. It's a very profound. So, and they are then also the expression, anything that is said through the speech by extension. And these are all dependent on the mind, on the consciousness, on mental consciousness. So the root of all of these expressions of the jizya is consciousness. And then this undergoes a transformation, a change of state, this consciousness of expressions. And because all the sound, all the speech depends on the mind, and this mind then is manifesting in a dualistic way, usually, through what is expressed and what it means. So when this kind of dualistic expression is extinguished or dissolved, then what appears is the nature of the mind, which is the inseparability of awareness and space. And this then truly manifests. So this inseparability of space and awareness then, this is the result of the transformation of speech.
Somba semjin enje temba ne thumong me ba semjin je kanje number rekpa ye degeni de jorba dang ki zaba songde thumong me ba sem de thumong ge chue mare thumong ma yin be chue ra ba gong de ge ba yin da thumong me ba ju so su de be semjin ji ju so su de be semjin je semji so su de be semjin je same, Tha sem dan sem zong ge cho de gandhe re se na sem jing je kap so ni nang jing je sem re, ni nang jing je khe ba re zo sem dan sem zong de so ni nang turpe yo ba re ni nang turpe wang do jor ba ni nang turpe rang jing jing ni nang turpe yo ba jing re Then you know to be your change, same than same song of so numb. The yinny the nature bar. The yinny the nature god. The yinny the carrera sana, same than same song of nail up. Ying direct by year may bomb. Yangna sartong year may bomb. Yangna two patan drive ye he. Yin don't rank it six over sana. Then the same time, same song, the nail of Dudaji Yehire. Dudaji Yehi. The Hini Dudaji Yehiam. The Hini the Nanjuram. Yinra Yemi the Nanjuram. Satong Yemi the Nanjuram. Yangna Dudaji Yehi on the Jura. Same time, same song, and Namdok Jura Tamjese, pick up so. Jova Pakata Jeba Seba Kapso, Tene, Tupa the Travel Ye Hide. Tupa the Travel Ye Hi, Tupa Mabe Ye Hi, Tupa Lendebe, Sanji Ye Hide. Nanjur Watam. Somji told the Hibber Sau, Tetavo, Tam. No Jeduba, Luja Nanjur, Nag and Nanjur, Samji Nanjur, Somji Soto, Hibber Sau. Dober Sau. Hawk over Sau. Yeah.
So now we come to the third aspect of the transformation. So that's, we're now on the fifth line of page 25, near the beginning. So in the realm of sentient being, which is comprised of individuals' mind streams, the collection of consciousnesses of the principal mind and the mental factors is transformed into the déjeuner. So the mental factors are there 51 mental factors, and this mind and the 51 mental factors at the time of no transformation, when they're not transformed, they are the dualistic confusion. They're that which moves, literally. So, when transformation happens, then the mind and these mental factors are transformed into the déjeuner. And the déjeuner here can be understood in several ways. It is the true nature of the mind and the mental factors. It can also be seen as the inseparability of awareness and space, or the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness. In the Shentong school, déjeuner is understood as the wisdom which is free of mental fabrications. And that means this being free of mental fabrications means that all of the habitual tendencies have been extinguished, and at that point one attains a wisdom that is beyond any kind of a confusion. So with these three aspects of the transformation, there is the aspect, and the first one was the aspect of the transformation of the body, and the second one was the aspect of the transformation of speech, and the third was the aspect of the transformation of the mind. So it's through these three aspects then that the text explains what the substance is or what it is that undergoes transformation.
Te tardo luje nenjor ngag nenjor semje nenjor lunga ye som nenjor thobje yebse na nenjor yebse na teni nyangde nyangde yebare nyangde rebe rebe to pare nenjor latin de nyangin len de pa yeba de rebe to do.
So basing, taking as a base or as a foundation for reasoning, as a support for reasoning, these transformation of the body, the transformation of the speech, and the transformation of the mind, on the basis of the fact that these occur, then one can establish through reasoning that nirvana exists. And then on the basis of establishing that through reasoning, that through these transformations of body, speech, and mind, that nirvana exists, then the next step in reasoning, one can prove also that sentient beings can attain Buddhahood.
Namaste.
Tela ta je here, tela chuji ying le matope. Matope sijute nelong kato pate, don tambar chuji ying conare, chuji ying le matope, chuji ying de yobare, te matope. Chung gayang yoba maimbe, chuji ying matope, chung gayang yang da yoba maimbe. Dikapso randong lo lo chuyin am tonyi yang chupa yo mare, ton tamba tonyi yang yo mare, yendong lo so chuyin dekhe chote chuyin de yoyopa chote khe pare. Yinang chupa yo mare, chuyin yore, waisa yore. Chun ga zang ya yoyopa mayin pe se seidan dwa, yoyopa mayin pe se na, Chuyen mato pe chun gaya yopa mahin pe sen na. Chuyen mato pe ninang ke chu tam che yopa mahin pa di sen na. Ne churpe che ta ne jo drop to gare. Ne jo drop to gare. Ne churpe che. Ne jo tope che. Kansa chik ne jo tom na. Ta dakya ke tomba zopa sanji chom din de ne jo ntar sen pare. Ne jo ntar sen pe che. ते कंडे चुमारे सकता मैं भी यिंग ना सामी जी यिंग न्यूमोंगे टेमे मागु पे चुजी यिंग ना न्यूमोंगे टेमा थाम्जे से पे चुयिंग ओं द जोबारे न्यूमोंगे टेमा से पे चुजी यिंग था ना चुजी थाते बा चुजी नंबा थाते पे थाता न्यांबे चुजी जे नंबा थाम्जे पे Chuchin namba tam jeben tata nyamba tetan drava shibar. Tata nyamba nejor ji yunti. Nejor pe, nejor tela, nejor pe kapso yunti sanji machab denbare mato yang yunti sanji mebe nejor mare. Nejor ji yunti. Nejor ji yunti sanji machab yojang. Sanji machab yunti jinji nejor. Nenjur ngondun zhe pare. Nenjur to pare. Tom na yang der no dang, der tzabit tsega kapsu no je nenjur ngusu ten pare. Tumung no je namrik pase na no ngusu ten pare luma tzabit kapsu ten yo mare. Der tumung no je namrik pake no ngusu ten te no je nenjur ngusu ten te Lujan nejor ma ten pare, ina yon lujan nejor de shokja ten pare, tsik te shokja koto goyore. No nejor ten yondu, ti shokja lu nejor de lu yang nejor goyore. No jen nejor tang, ti shokja, tsik te shokja lu su nawa tamje, nejor be. Ta no tang, no tang lu tamje nejor be, nejor be. Tha wu mei pe te yinyi, tha ta wu mei pe te yinyi, ting ta wu mei pe te yinyi, tha wu len de pe te yinyi am te kona nyi. Darwa, tha wu mei pe te yinyi, darwa se jete, tha wu mei pe te yinyi, ngon ta zepa. Ta dar ti sik te te saka leka woy woda. Te yinyi darwa, chuka toba taan, chuka toba tu karre, No, No, the Lune George Cabs of Chuka Topa thing at all. Oh, yeah.
Now we come to a more extensive explanation of these three aspects of the transformation of the substance, which begins then on the end of the fifth line on page 25. So, all phenomena then, without any exception, have appeared as the Chu Ying, as the expanse of the nature of all phenomena. And in this stainless expanse, then what is transformed is endowed with unimaginable qualities of the transformation in all its aspects and its vast extent. Here, however, in this text, one speaks of three specific transformations. So there's like this total transformation, but to sort of understand it better, what's happening, then we look at it through three aspects. So the first one then is that the environment, remember in the root text there was the first transformation which had to do with the Nijijikten. So the environment and by implication of the body, what appears as the body, all is transformed and one attains the Dharmakaya. So through this transformation of the environment, the Dharmakaya is obtained. And this Dharmakaya is the limitless expanse of the Dejanyi, which is devoid of center and circumference. So Rinpoche explained a little bit on this Dejanyi, everything that becomes Dejanyi or Chu Ying. At this point, when there's no phenomena that does not appear as the Chu Ying, the Rangtong school does not assert any kind of existence of a Chu Ying, but the Shentong does, and this is what is left over after the dualistic confusion has been extinguished. Then what appears is this luminosity or the Dharma Dhatu. So then he also commented on this term Dalwa, which is on the top of 26, and it literally means to spread over or to scatter or an expanse. It can also be interpreted as like a chop, to pervade. And Rinpoche gave some other meanings for it, like to become manifest or to become real. It's a term that has many deep interpretations, many deep meanings to it.
Tā nyepa ngāka nyanjo re. Nyepa ndodhi tsunpe, ndodhi chuji yingshi, ndodhi ten tsunshi te tenpa re mātō ngā tamche nyanjo go re. Nyepa ndodhi tsunpe, ndodhi tsunshi te sepe, tsovar tenpe, ngāka ndozi te topa. Ngāka ndozi, Naga Yova Naga Dadang Rao Naga Ndozi to Toba Naga Yova Yimba Tamje Hibano Naga Ndozi to Toba Tamje Naga Ndozi to Toba Tamje Namrik Nature So Naga Ndozi la Namrik Naga Ndozi Teya Namrik Tamre Namrik Nature Bay Namrik nature pe. Nagan duzi du tokpa tokpe namrikam ninanga namdo nature pe. Chuje drayang jun chepa mijeng. Chuje drakang yang jun chepa mijeng. Se mihipa. Zoya tani meba. Yuntin tamje la wang jurwa. Yuntin tamje la wang jurwa te. Tene ramang to pando, wang jorwa longa to pata. Tan di kaap so, nagan dozi yang, nagan namrik ne jurve longa to karte hain.
The second aspect then deals with the in the root text, the second transformation that was spoken of there. What was shown in the sutras, and which by extension then here includes all the activity of speech, all the movements of speech, and this which we understand as only consciousness. It's the dualistic concept is transformed, and one attains the Sambhogakaya, the Longku, where one is master of inexhaustible qualities and the unceasing melodious sound of the Dharma.
Tasumba semji ninjore. Semji duba. Semji duba. Kungi tam. Kungi number hibatam. Tela tembe todun. Kungi nam ki tela temba. Tembe todun. Chodokdang, dite na nyomomba chinji yi, yabe namshi chodun, namshi chodun, ne jorba. Namshi chodun teni, ne jorba, yishi nga yin chenpa dan denba. Yishi nga yi rangin yam, yishi nga yin chenpa dan denba. Trupe kutoba ho. Tuanda namshi, Soje Nenjora te Yehingare Yehinga Yerangire Yehinga Yerangin than Demba Teni, Teni Trupecore, Demba Trupecotopa. Oh, yeah.
The third transformation then is like the following: when one transforms what comprises the mind, that is the kunji, the all-basis consciousness, and the group of seven consciousnesses which depend on it, the sixth sense consciousness and the obscured consciousness, the seventh consciousness, one obtains the nirmanakaya, the tuku, which is endowed with the knowledge or the nature of the five wisdoms.
The ne choje ne jodu yishing arang jodu kandirisana kunje nam kiji kunje toncha ne jodu kunje la toncha dan sacha ni jagre kunje toncha ne jodu chuing chuji yingi ye hitang kunje sacha ye ne su takwe ne jodu melong tabi yishi.
Oh, yeah.
Then you know, Yehi te te tabu tene nam hi choje ne jorwe yehi nga dan dan ba. Nam hi choje ne jorwe yehi nga dan.
So then to look more closely at the interrelation between the transformation of the eight consciousnesses into the five wisdoms, one can set them together as pairs. So then, first, one looks at the transformation of the kunji, of the all-basis consciousness. And this all-basis consciousness has two aspects. One is a luminous aspect, and the other is an empty aspect. So when this empty aspect of the Kunshi is transformed, then it becomes the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu, the Chunyin Yeshe. So that's the first wisdom. Then when the luminous part of the Kunji is transformed, this luminous part then becomes the Melong Tabu Yeshe. It becomes the mirror-like wisdom. So that's the second one. Then the third one, it refers to the seventh consciousness, the Nyumon Ji Yi.
Nyumon Bachin Ji Yi.
Nyumon Bachin Ji Yi. And when that's transformed, then that becomes the wisdom of equanimity. So that's the third transformation. The fourth transformation then has to do with the sixth consciousness, the mental of consciousness. And when that is transformed, it becomes the Tokhe Yeshe, the discriminating wisdom. So that's the fourth transformation of the mental consciousness into discriminating wisdom. The fifth transformation then is the remaining five sense consciousnesses from eye, ear, nose, touch, body, etc. Those five then are transformed into the all-accomplishing wisdom. So that's the fifth transformation.
Likapso no dang no da luje ne jo de chukala jar sorte tumong do nga chu nga dang sem ni de lul ten ban da wo yure diwang de se ba im da tumong ge don zo dang de se na nga dang sem ni de ten ji lul ten ban da wo yure
で、たぶん、そうです。そう、when
Tene lūtāṁ sēm nīpo te mārōgō, ngā gāndu zī tāṁ sēm jī nāmdō tāsū lūlā tēn pāntā wāyā rē, tēmō ngā wāngā sē. Tēn rā wāyā sārē.
So if we look at the transformation of the body, then we saw that was the first transformation, and that's the transformation that then is the transformation of into the Dharmakāya. And why, then one might ask, well, why is this so? Why does one have the body then that becomes the Dharmakāya? And in this, Rinpoche draws an analogy or a parallel in the world of non-transformation. The speech and the mind reside in the body. They in a sense depend on the body. They take the body as a support. And then, in the same way, when we look at the transformed bodies, the three kayas, the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya, those two depend on the Dharmakaya. They arise out of the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya, in a sense, exists as a basis or support for these two other bodies of the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya. So in that way, this first transformation is the most sort of extensive or vast.
Yana Rambayin se jete nenjor mona hie simba nenjor sombo de Rambayin hendan lu yonso takpa nama tang no je nenjor tang No ne jorbata, no janamrik ne jorbata, luja namrik te, no janamrik tang, luja namrik ne yonso jorbe, hing yonso takwa namata, sanji ji hingam yonso taba, hingam de lu yonso takwa namata bata. Naga namrik ne jorbe, tambu chun domba tang, tambu chu. Dursa la tambu chun domba tang, chun domba la seba meba tang. Tenta on juwane. Same ne jur todu, cheta chini si cheta, cheta wa tundan temba, chini ba kunzobre. Cheta chini ji yehi, kunzob tang tundam, chimbe yehi je, yehi je, hizin namba tamje, hizin namba. His number condition, a number time, the long term, but cheaper the tower. Then the same major tone, the control the turn, dam the two times the mind by chin there. That control chamber, turn down chamber, chamber like Chetan chamber cigarette, control chamber like chinin chamber cigarette. Chetan chinin chamber, ye hit niji, ye hit his number time, the long term, but there. Sanji ji long tong no song gore long tong ba te sem ji ne jo thobal de no song re
so one can look again. I'll see, here we are, we're in the middle of the third line in page 26. So one can again, so we've looked at these transformations now from one aspect of what it is that becomes a dejeuni, and then we've looked at them as how they become the three different bodies, and now again there's another way of looking at these three transformations. First, so and following this, always following the same sequence, so that the three are always pointing at each other. The first one then, the field or the Buddha field, the environment and the body appear as perfectly pure. So this is then the first transformation, or the transformation into the corresponds to the Dharmakaya transformation. Then the second one corresponds to the transformation of speech, and one explains the Dharma unceasingly. One has this ability to give the Dharma teachings without interruption. And then third, through the wisdom that knows things as they are, and the wisdom that knows things in their multiplicity, one sees especially clearly all aspects of everything that is to be known. So this, Rinpoche glossed this jitaban, jinye, jiyeshe. Jitawa kempe yeshe, that which was translated here as the wisdom that knows things as they are, that corresponds to Dundampar Dempa, ultimate truth. It's the wisdom that sees or knows ultimately. And the Jinyepe Kempe Yeshe, that is the wisdom that knows relative truth, that knows the phenomena in the multiplicity of their manifestation. So because one then obtains these, through these two wisdoms then, one is able to see all aspects of knowledge, everything that is to be known, and one sees it in an especially clear way.
Tela Zukintang. Sir, no jinjikin de zukin re, sinjin je lu zukin rawa. Tela zukin tang. Nag de duba, nag de duba, nag dadang duba, nahi jinin za duba. Nag de duba ne major bekamna, ne major bekamna, ne major be tuna, ne major be sinjin je kapsu karre. Simjin ji kam na tumong tar tumong do nang roma tumong do nang roma tumong ta dun thong roma ta nuo jin ji tin tang simjin pin sun ju lu re tumong dun tong rong wa re ne ma jir pa kap so sem ne tumong ma yin ba yin la sem ne sem chin so su sem ne tumong ma yin ba re sem sem chin che ge che le sem yo de si tong ma to ba re ji ba zo wa re ma do sem ne tumong ma yin ba yin la ne ma jir pa kap so ta ten ra wa re zuk chin te ta ta ne jir pa che ka re re ne jorbe tse, ne jorbe duso duso ne jorbe tse te la ne jorbe, ne jorbe jibe te la ne jorbe tar simpe pe na sanje la chu tamche te yinyi do na we chu tamche te yinyi do na wa chu tamche chu ji ying so na wa le Chuji yin su nawa re ma to nawa te le ta te ba ta chu yin le ta te pe chu me ba re. Tanda chu tam chi yin da re pa yin mi de nawa, satong yin mi de nawa da ure. Nawa le ta te ba ta ma da pa me pe chu tam chi chu yin de nanga re chu tam chi chu ji yin su nawa le te le ta te pe ngo bu yin yo ma re. Yang madaba yamar, madaba maiba, maybe as a sedare. Madaba maiba ti sena Ranang takpam bakike, chepa do sede. Tini nejon tarto, bakapso, ranga nawa takpa. Ranang madaba truba sete, Ranang madaba truba tamje se yondu, Ranang takpam bakike chepa do sede. Ranang takpa. Bhaikik se chute ranang takpa kone chepa do sepa te. Ta nenjo te, nenjo ta tok te ranang takpa kona re. Karre se ne yin le nang tu kore ma re. Ranang takpa bhaikik ke chepa do sepa te. Ranang takpa kone chepa do sepa te. Chepa do sepa. Ranang takpa kone ra kona re. Chepa do sepa te. Nāvā yīna yāṁ, rānāṁ tākpa chepa da sete nāvār chūpa yīna yāṁ, nē mācūpa nāṁ je nāngu lā, vana tēn rāvu nēnjūr thop sōmpe sāngje lā, nē mācūpa simchī nāṁ je kāntēn thamadō. Nē mācūpa simchī nāṁ je nāngu lā, lōngu lā, nē mācūpa simchī nāṁ je lōngu lā, nīnāṁ shākadō. Tēnjī, nēnjūr thop sāngje tēnjī, tūmbātāṁ. Tumba yang, tini yabdang yom yoba. Tangbu kun tumba, tini yoma nyangin lenda doba, ten doba, rangi jinare. Tini tumba sanje tang, tumba sijde, tumba tambe chure. Tumba dan tumba la soba, sokong la tumba dan tumba, ta sanje lan zeba chunyi la soba, zeba chunyi dan zeba jata mambu yoroba, la soba. Tate be chodun chavavo. Tate je chodun chagre, tate je chodun tongre. Junsin karasin, nejur matoba namje, dini ninanga chodun tongre mato, nisame be nelo matongre, nimiji nelo ngondo major besena, nawada, nawada so ninanga chodun nangoire, ninanga namba chagre. Oh ya.
So then the text gives a further explanation then of what Nejur is. We've sort of finished these sets of three, and now it's just again talking more generally about the situation of what's the difference between someone who has undergone transformation and someone who hasn't. How do they see? What's their different way of seeing? So then the text says, at the time of transformation, for the person who achieves ultimate transformation, i.e. Buddhahood, all phenomena appear as the Daishinī or the Chūyīng. There is nothing apart from Daishinī and nothing impure. This is a special case for only the appearances in one's own mind, i.e. in the mind of the person who's undergone this transformation, become pure. For those who have not achieved transformation, in their minds, the Buddha, his teachings, and so forth, appear as separate. So then, Rinpoche gave some additional explanation. This Dajin Ni, there's nothing apart from Dajin Ni. Dajin Ni Du Nangwa Le Tadepe. That means that everything then appears as the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness. And there's nothing impure, so all the stains have been cleared away. And this is a special case. In the text it says Kepaju, because other people can't see it. It's simply an event that occurs within one's own mind. And so these appearances become pure. One's own way of seeing the world is transformed and becomes pure. One is then a special case. Others, however, they haven't achieved transformation, and therefore, they to them, everything appears dualistically on the surface of their mind. And on the last line, in line 26 here, this nangola, this nang, is understood as meaning mind, lo or sem. So on the surface of the mind, or in the mind, of these people who haven't achieved transformation, then they see everything dualistically. For example, they see the Buddha as being born from parents, as having had children and performed the 12 deeds. They see him as some sort of separate entity, having gone through all of these events. And why? Because they have not extinguished the way of seeing, dualistic way of seeing. So today, the transformation of the substance or the thing has been briefly explained. So the way of explaining that Rinpoche has been using here, when he explains, when the text explains, or Rinpoche explains the text, when it speaks about phenomena or chu, then what the point of view that's being used is the Semsampa, the Yogacara point of view. And when the chuni or the Dhammata is being talked about, then it's the Shentong point of view that's being used to explain it. So why is this? Well, when one deals with all phenomena, when one deals with the world of phenomena, the world of phenomena is explained in the Semsam school is mind only. And it explains with very many subtle ways why there are no exterior objects. So because their explanations are subtle and profound, then this Semsampa approach is used when we're dealing with phenomena.
Tene nenjor je kapsa nenjor je ye, nenjor je tsawa, te kare se namatopi yehi tang, yehi an, tuita ji yehi lara lege re, tuita ji yehi te, tene yendong kapsa tsuwa re, yendong kapsa, tene gomdong tsuwa re, gom tsuwa yinba se na tuita ji yehi tsuwa re. Te se na, tene chunyi nenjor je tsuwa te yendong da jana yaga isa re.
Then when one speaks of the chuni or the dharmata, the basis of this transformation into the dharmata, the basis or the root of this is the non-conceptual wisdom, or the wisdom that is free of all mental fabrications. So the Shentong then emphasizes meditation, because it's through meditation that one comes to realize this kind of wisdom. And so, therefore, when one is explaining, when Rinpoche is explaining the chuni, and he focuses on the Shentong approach.
Tene chepar to yendong tawa yabu chepar la yang semtan je tawa te hi go yore. Semtan je tawa ma hi na yang yendong de sabu yang tu go yomare. Di se na yang, tene,
There's also another reason for explaining the phenomena according to the Semsam approach, and that's that in order to understand the Shentong approach, one needs to have a good understanding of the Semsam approach. It's not possible to understand Shentong view without a very good basis in the Semsam school.
So then
when we come to the Rangtong school, that's very easy, because very easy to explain, because samsara and nirvana, all these phenomena are explained in the same way. There's no difference in explaining the chu or the chuni. They simply explain everything as not being truly established. So from for example, in the Prajnaparamita Sutras, you have from form up to omniscience. So that whole realm is simply explained as not being truly established. So the Rangtongs have an easy time of it.
Rangtong le lawo yin ba te yang yin dong le tu ne le lawo re ma to yin dong le ma tu ne yang rangtong yang le lawo yin ma re. Yin dong le to ka le ka bo re. Yin dong le tu ne yin dong le yin to tu se ju te yin dong le to ka le ka bo re.
So to attain the Shentong, understand the Shentong view, it's not so easy, but then if one understands well the Rangtong view, then one can come to this Shentong understanding.
Oh, yeah. Can you say that Yendong de to Kale Kakwa de Tambo two gokadok, some gokadok, two samsanji totogomare, gom gogre, magom na yang totogomare. This and again don't talk a lekabuya.
So the Shentong then is more difficult to realize than the Rangtong. And why is that? Well, it's not just listening and reflecting on the teachings, but one also has to meditate on them and realize them. And in that way, the Shentong view is a little more difficult to realize.
The Jensen Karasan again don't allow la Namdok, Takti Yorje Tonsor, Namdo Ranka Tonsor, Namdo Gungo, the new Serge Tonsor, say God at any Keda Tower here.
Namtoki
Takti Yor Kundara, but it's some of the Karay Namdok Takti Yor Kundaga Tonsor, Namdo Yemanga Tonsor, Yemang Namdoga Tonsor, take the Yavuzoko. namdo yinwang je tong sor, namdo korang yinwang. Yinwang namdo ge ne lo waisa yungdob je tong sor. Je chepar se gawar. Ti se na tene kale kakbo. Hepa pan je to thoko maare gom ja kogar. Jumsin ti se na tene yinno to kale kakbo re ze vare. Yin to kale kakbo re se tega lak jandu phinga marwa. To kale kakbo yinpa jumsin te.
So it's not reasonable, it's not really proper just to say, well, it's difficult to realize the Zhentong school. One has to give a reason for it. And so the reason then is as follows. It goes along with the three nature theory that the Zhentong school uses so much. And so there are three ways of seeing. And all of these three, one has to realize. One is the first one, the kun talk, or the imaginary, and that applies to the imputed object, is the object that's imputed by concepts. One has to understand that, and then secondly, one has to understand the zhenwang. The way of seeing of the zhenwang, which is applies to the concept, and then one has to look into the nature of this concept and understand the true nature of all phenomena, the yongdru, the perfectly established. One has to understand this way of seeing as well. So that's why it's more difficult to realize the Zhentong approach, because there are these three ways of seeing that one must master.
The Rantong Lola Pena Lakpate, Jik Toda Jerik Peche, the Lakpate Dembar Mado Pahina, Lakpate Dembar Mado Pa, Lakpa Lango, Lakpung O Tongba Nimber Hina, Tene Kangbayan taking the Mo Madovere, Chokse and O Madovere, Kangbayan O Madovere, Tamping O Madovere.
So then in the sense office you have to master these three ways of seeing. Whereas in the Rang Tongpa there's just one. And if you master the reasoning which Zhentong, yes. The Zhentong have these three ways of seeing, so there are three there that you have to master. And in the Rang Tong, there's just one. One takes something like a hand, and one applies a reasoning which is called beyond one and many. It's a particular kind of reasoning that's employed. And through this reasoning, one establishes that this hand doesn't exist, that its essence is empty. And once one's done that with the hand, then you can take the same kind of reasoning and apply it to everything. You can apply it to the table, to the building, to the feet, to the body, to anything. It's a multi-purpose reasoning. So in that way, the Rang Tongs have an easier time of it.
Tene tanda rantong log lakpa tonsor te yendong log sena kunda ke tonsor re ma to yewang dang yondop je tonsor yo ma re kunda chip tonsor re jumse kare sena lakpa sana nam to ko in ta dumunga ye pan de la lakpa sene me nam to ke tak pare kunda re ko kunda ke tonsor re ma to yewang nam to ke tonsor dang yondop je tonsor tinang na thang yo ma re.
So the Rang Tongpa then only have one way of seeing, or Tongso, and that applies to the first one that appears in the Zhentong school, the Kun Talk. For example, if you have this hand here, well, then they divide it up into parts, as Rinpoche did a few days ago. So you see it's made of five fingers and things. And through this kind of analytical reasoning, one comes to see that the hand doesn't really exist. And so in this way, that it's merely an imputation of the mind, of concepts. So the Ramtong school then simply abolishes this kind of thinking, this imaginary object, but they do not deal then with the Zhenwang or the Yongdruk, the other two ways of seeing. They merely focus on eliminating these kuntaks, these false imputations.
Dina tanda chini namji de chu de sentan tadake dine chini de gendong tadaske na sentan tang gendong ke chepa de sarpo yong rewayo.
So through explaining the phenomena according to the Sensam school and explaining their true nature or dharmata according to the Shentong school, Rinpoche hopes that then you will be able to understand more clearly the differences between these two schools, between the Sensam approach and the Shentong approach.
Oh, that's right. That's all right.
So, any questions? Samsung dan Gangtung di Kepa Kanjudu.
Samsung dan Gangtung. Samsung
dan Gangtung
Kepa. Rangtung lola chutam je Rangtung ovi tong pande pare. Samsung je lola yang Sim Sirur je yor tong sor dang Sim je tong sor la yang Kepa yore. Semsanji lola zungzi yi mado bari, zungzi yi jitongbi kibasarik zam tanyi dukhe len bari.
So the question was the difference between the Rangtong school and the Semsam school. So in the Rangtong school, one sees all phenomena as empty in their essence, essentially of empty, they are not truly established.
Right.
Whereas in the Sensam school, one on a relative level, one has an exterior object, a perceived object, and a perceiving mind. And when that kind of dualistic perception is dissolved, then one comes to the luminous awareness, which is empty of dualism. And this luminous awareness, which is empty of dualism, that is asserted as existent by the Sensam school. So that's the essential difference between the two. Ani Samsung gi selrik dan Shentong gi yeshe at kanji se kakare.
De nam shi dan ye shi ji che bare. Samsung je zung zeng yi dong ge sarik dan de nam shi re. Yin dong ge tu da ji ye shi de nam shi len de bare. Nam shi len de ba.
So the difference between the selrig of the Samsambas and the wisdom, which is luminosity, the luminous wisdom of the Shentongpas, is the difference between Namshe, consciousness, and Yeshe, wisdom. In the Samsam school, then they affirm a consciousness that exists. Whereas in the Shentong school, this wisdom is beyond any kind of mental fabrication, beyond any kind of consciousness. There is a very clear explanation of this in the Treasury of Knowledge by Zhang Gong Control.
Oh yeah. That's this. What are they?
So if one knows very well this transformation of the Dharma path, then it will also benefit you when you come to practice the Vajrayana and to undergo the transformations on that path.
Pena dorje tepe lo la se no jin jik tin yariye kang do gom nang se ju ju sem jin tam je lar gom gom ba te so no ta lu ne jo do ya ki che dre no ta lu ne jo do do pe che dre do pe tap ri se na de ying wa so
In the Vajrayana, when one practices in the Vajrayana, for example, one visualizes the external world as an extensive cloud, and then the internal mind is visualized as the deity. And in this way, this is a transformation. One performs a transformation of the environment and one's own mind.
Right.
Yarve kozongu yüce.